Hello children, in this module we are going to deal about probability. So what is probability? Probability is simply how likely something is going to happen. Probability is a measure of likelihood of an event to occur. Many events cannot be predicted with total certainty. We can predict only the chance of an event to occur, that is how likely they are to happen, using it. So, actually, what is an event? One or more outcomes of an experiment is called an event. So, what are the examples of events? An event can be just one outcome. So, if you toss a coin, you will get either head or tail. If you roll a dice, you will get either 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 as an outcome. And another condition, another chance is an event can include more than one outcome. Here, choosing a king from a deck of cards. Here, we are having four kings in one deck of cards. And choosing a even number while rolling a dice. We are having 2, 4, 6 as even numbers out of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 outcomes. Now, what are complementary events? The possibility that there will be only two outcomes, which states that an event will occur or not, like a person will come or not to our house, getting a job or not getting a job, are examples of complementary events. Basically, the complement of an event occurring in the exact opposite, that the probability of it is not occurring. Some more examples are, it will rain or not rain today. Here we can say that by using our earlier situations or earlier conditions, we can predict whether it rains or doesn't rain today. And the student will pass the exam or not. You win the lottery or you don't. So these are called the complementary events. What are equally likely events? When the events has the same theoretical probability of happening, then they are called equally likely events. The results of a sample space are called equally likely if all of them have the same probability of occurring. Let us discuss some examples to understand this. So if you throw a die, the probability of getting one is 1 by 6. Similarly, the probability of getting all the numbers from 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, one at a time is 1 by 6, obviously. Hence, the following are some examples of equally likely events when throwing a die. Getting 3 and 5 on throwing a die. Getting an even number and an odd number on a die. Getting 1, 2 or 3 on rolling a die are exactly equally likely events, since the probabilities of each event are equal. Probability can range in from 0 to 1, where 0 means the event to be an impossible one and 1 indicates a certain event. The probability of all events in a sample space adds up to 1. The probability formula is defined as the possibility of an event to happen is equal to the ratio of the number of favorable outcomes and the total number of outcomes. So here is the formula, probability of event to happen. P of E is equal to number of favorable outcomes by total number of outcomes. Here is a probability tree. The tree diagrams help to organize and visualize the different possible outcomes. Branches and ends of the tree are two main positions. Probability of each branch is written on the branch, whereas the ends are containing the final outcome. For example, when we toss a coin, either we get head or tail, or only two possible outcomes are possible, head or tail. Here is the probability tree for that one. But if you toss two coins in the air, there could be three possibility of events to occur, such as both the coins show heads, or both shows tails, or one shows head and another tail. So we can extend the tree diagram to two tosses of a coin. This is about the introduction. Thank you.